Humboldt County's Measure Z funding for new applications is dramatically less this year, and accordingly, fewer community projects will be funded. The county's Board of Supervisors gave staff direction on Measure Z budget allocations at its April 22nd meeting. Deputy County Administrative Officer Sean Quincy told supervisors that of $13 million of Measure Z public safety tax sales revenue, $12.5 million is to maintain previously funded county staff positions and community programs. Maintaining county staff in key departments, including the sheriff's office, makes up most of that at almost $11 million. And Quincy said, with less Measure Z money for new community programs, there's fewer applications.
In total, the committee this year received 11 applications, which is down by more than half from last year. This makes sense considering that last year there was $4.1 million in one-time funding available, while there is only $1.3 million available this year. The total amount of funding requested this year also dropped by more than 50%. All but four applications reduced their funding requests, while two requests were withdrawn completely.
When supervisors considered which community programs to fund, they relied on the recommendations of the county's Measure Z Advisory Committee. The committee recommends using the $1.3 million in new Measure Z funding for City of Eureka police equipment, a Fortuna Area School Resource Officer, a City of Rio Del Community Resource Officer, and the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association. Of that, the Fire Chiefs Association gets the bulk of the funding, almost $1 million of it. But more funding opens up, with the transfer of $407,000 for county roadside brush clearing out of Measure Z and into Measure O, the county's road and transit sales tax fund. During a public comment session, Shelter Cove Volunteer Fire Department Chief Nick Pape, a member of the advisory committee, said that money should be used for new applications rather than county staffing. But despite the funding dilemmas, he described Measure Z as a success.
Measure Z is a success. I know there's been a lot of people saying different things about Measure Z. The hard part about Measure Z is what we're asking for it to do. That's the only failure of Measure Z, is we're asking it to do too much. For the Southern Humboldt Fire Departments, there's 17 of us down there right now. Measure Z is a lifeline. We would not be operating anywhere close to legally without the support that Measure Z has given us over the years. So as far as the three options that you guys have, number two is the best for the fire department, is fully funding us. I know you guys have a hard decision with what's going on financially with the county right now. If there could be an option four, which would be no extra county funds and this fund goes to the non-county agencies, I do believe that is the more difficult task, is how to open up more funding for the non-county agencies. There's no general fund that we can use for that. There's no other funds that we can tap into along the Measure Z lines. I do think that is the more difficult opportunity, and you guys have an opportunity right now to put $400,000 back into the non-county pot that can fund the other projects that were on that list.
Fire Chiefs Association President Rick Nicholson also discouraged reliance on Measure Z for funding the increasing costs of ongoing county staffing.
So we are countywide, Orleans to Shelter Cove, Palo Verde to Oreck, and we serve everybody in between. So again, we're supporting option two with the caveat that $400,000 come back to Measure Z committee next year for reallocation instead of permanent funding to county agencies. It's a little tweak than what Sean presented, but I think once we start going down to that, there's going to be less and less money available, and we'd be back in that fiscal year 23-24 like we were, where a lot of it was going to county, and that's not what the voters asked for.
A motion to fund the four community projects and move the county brush clearing funding to Measure O and use most of it for next year's Measure Z applications got support. $39,000 of it will be used to increase the Chiefs Association funding. But Supervisor Steve Madrone pushed for funding a water infrastructure project in Trinidad. After some discussion, the other supervisors agreed. The amended motion was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.